Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is hit by the pitch. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Knickerbocker moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Quell moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quell scores. There goes Salters trying to get to second. Walker throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Salters for the out. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lodigiani moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is hit by the pitch. Don Callaway pinch runs for Bill Dietrich. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Walker moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Quell hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to second. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knickerbocker hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau strikes out. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Trosky reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Mack reaches second base with a double. There goes Heath trying to get to home. Solters throws the ball into Latigiani, who relays the ball to Tresh, who tags Heath, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL strikes out. 2 outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Solters hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller is hit by the pitch. Hemsley moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to third. Feller moves to second. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hemsley scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Feller moves to third. Keltner moves to second. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trosky is walked intentionally. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Latigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Latigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lottigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Lottigiani moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lottigiani scores. Rosenthal moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to home to get Rosenthal. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to third. Dietrich moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tresh scores. Dietrich moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field. Rosenthal picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rosenthal. Heath moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Mack moves to second. One out. Bo Bell pinch hits for Bob Feller. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Heving now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Dietrich strikes out. 1 out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Joe Heving. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis strikes out. 1 out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-4 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.